Investment Flash.
AI's back, oil's bid, and Wall Street just printed a record quarter. Busy morning in London. Let's get into it.
Good morning and welcome to Investment Flash, London edition, Thursday, July 16th. I'm Marie, joined by Tom and Gerald. Buckle up, because last session's moves are setting off alarm bells and victory laps simultaneously.
UBS's Themometer is calling it. The AI bull market is back. NVDA at 32 times trailing earnings, 10% below its high. That's a green light for earnings season to prove the doubters wrong, buddy.
A green light, Tom. IBM just plunged 28.5% in a week. The FT says that's a warning to the entire IT sector. Legacy spend is getting crowded out. So maybe not all AI is created equal.
Right, but that's exactly the trade, Gerald. Sell IBM, buy Microsoft and NVIDIA. MSFT up 2.8% last session, forward PE 20.4. And it's the cloud provider that benefits from this AI shift. You don't want to be on the wrong side of that.
Exactly. NVDA is the pickaxe seller, up 12.5% year to date. And if earnings come through, that forward PE of 16.6 is hardly stretched. I'm buying.
Forward PEs are forward-looking, Tom. But fair enough. IBM's 52-week low says the market is voting with its feet. I'll just say, the Themometer sounds like a gadget from a 1980s sci-fi, not investment research.
Only Gerald would call a UBS model a sci-fi prop. But look, the convergence here is clear. AI infrastructure spend is accelerating, and legacy IT is the loser. That's a pair trade even a value guy might like.
Exactly. Pair NVDA against IBM. What could go wrong?
You said that about Cisco in 2000.
Oh, come on.
All right, moving on, but the signal stands. AI is back, and it's selective. Morgan Stanley just posted record revenue. Equities trading surged 69% to $6.3 billion. That is an absurd number.
And BlackRock hit $15 trillion in assets, up 6.6% last session. The market is printing money, literally.
Record everything, Tom. Remember when record highs were a sell signal? MS forward PE 17.4, stock near its 52-week high. The rally may be fully priced.
Gerald, the sector ETF is within 1% of its high, but the earnings momentum is undeniable. Equity trading revenues don't just vanish. This is a buy.
Yeah, if anything, the buybacks are a signal. BlackRock boosting to $550 million quarterly. They think the stock is cheap.
Or they're buying back at the top because they have nothing better to do with their cash. But fine, the print was good.
It was a blowout.
No doubt.
All right, all right.
So we like Morgan Stanley, BlackRock, financials broadly, but we keep an eye on that tape.
Meanwhile, oil surged 11.3% in a week. The Iran situation is deteriorating, and the US options are dwindling. That's a war bid, pure and simple.
Yeah, but gold is down 6.5% year to date, flat on the week. If the market thought this was a real crisis, GLD would be flying. It's contained.
Tom, the SPY is near all-time highs. The WSJ flagged blockbuster stock sales that could overwhelm this bull market. If war premium escalates, the S&P is vulnerable.
So the trade is buy USO, sell SPY. That's the hedge.
Except USO is up 76% year to date. And still 21% below its high. If tensions ease, that position gets crushed.
Right, it's crowded, but the catalyst isn't going away. I think oil still has room. Gold, not yet.
Gold not working is the tell. The market is too complacent about this war. I'd rather be long vol than long oil here.
That's a fair point. Vol's cheap.
Elevance Health dropped 8.5% last session. Membership is falling as rate hikes hit ACA plans. This is the ugly side of inflation.
Forward PE 13.3 looks cheap, But if they keep losing members, it's a falling knife. Sell.
And United Health got dragged down 1.6%. Even the defensive healthcare names aren't safe. Year-to-date, still up 24%, so some profit-taking.
This is sector-specific, but it's a warning. Rate hikes can self-destruct if they push people away. The insurance model is under pressure.
Agreed. Avoid both for now. Right, then there's Thames Water. The FT reports they might have a liquidity shortfall within 12 months. Default risk in the UK water sector. That's not something you see every day.
And the closest listed peer, United Utilities, is up 13.3% year-to-date. If the sector gets repriced, that's a sell.
Is there contagion to credit? IG corporate bond ETF flat year-to-date, but a utility default could shake things.
Honestly, the UK water sector has been a mess for years. Government intervention is the wild card. It'll either plug the hole or make it worse. I'd steer clear.
So sell UAL and maybe hedge with a short on Sterling? No, just kidding. But the tail risk is real.
Investing in UK water is like betting on the weather. You never know when it'll rain regulatory fines.
That's dry, like a Thames Water pension.
All right, moving on to Taiwan defense. Taiwan ordered dozens of sea drones with U.S. tech. That's a direct boost to American defense contractors. ITA ETF up 6.5% year-to-date, near highs.
And TSMC is still the semiconductor giant, but geopolitical risk is pulling it lower, down 4% this week. We're watching.
Defense spending is a long-term trend. I like ITA here. TSMC is too important to fail, but it's a hold.
Agreed. Buy aerospace and defense. Watch TSMC.
India's monsoon is weak. Crop sowing down 39% year-on-year. Inflation fears are spiking. India ETF down 10.7% year-to-date.
If the RBI delays rate cuts, equities could get hit further. Sell side is right.
This is one of those macro risks that isn't in the headlines enough. The strong dollar could also be a headwind. I'd avoid emerging markets here.
Agreed. Hard pass on Indo.
CoinDesk has the most original take today. Visa, MasterCard, and Ripple are among 40 companies governing the X402 standard for AI agent payments. This is stealth blockchain adoption.
Visa near its 52-week high, forward PE 23.9. Not cheap, but if payment rails get rewired, that's a long-term buy. In Marie, your hold on Visa from yesterday, now it's a buy.
The protocol settled $24 million across 75 million payments last month. That's tiny. It's a narrative, not a revenue driver yet.
Gerald, that's like saying the internet was a fad in 1995. This is infrastructure being laid for the next decade of payments. MasterCard is down 5% year-to-date, so it's not fully priced.
And XRP down 44% year-to-date. Pure speculation, but if Ripple becomes the standard, it could be huge. High risk, high reward.
All right, I'll give you the narrative, but I'm not chasing XRP. Visa and MasterCard? Sure, they're already in your portfolio, Tom.
Exactly. Visa and MasterCard are the buys here. XRP, if you're brave. Indonesia's Indica Energy is accelerating gold production as coal becomes too volatile. That's a fascinating pivot.
Gold miners GDX down 13.7% year to date. If more energy companies move into gold, that could signal a bottom. But gold itself needs to stabilize.
Coal ETF near highs, but structural headwinds. I'd sell coal here. The transition is real.
Buy GDX, sell KOL. It's a clean pair trade.
Amazon is building warehouses near Shanghai to help Chinese sellers with U.S. customs. That's genius, strengthening their cross-border moat. AMZN up 3% last session, near all-time high.
And Alibaba snapped back 4.8%.
but still down 24.4% year to date. Amazon's move only makes it tougher for Barber.
I'm cautious on BABA. Short squeeze risk, but the trend is Amazon's friend. Sell Baba, buy AMZN.
Amazon just keeps expanding the moat. It's an AI and logistics play.
XPeng aims to produce over 1,000 humanoid robots a month. Chinese EV maker pivoting to physical AI. That's either visionary or a Hail Mary.
The stock is up 6.2% this week, but still down 32.6% year-to-date. High risk, but the narrative shift could be huge. 1,000 robots a month? That's either the future or the plot of a bat movie.
I prefer the robotics ETF, BOTZ, down 1.9% year-to-date. Diversified exposure to the theme without betting on a single name.
Fair. We'll buy XPEV for the risk takers and bots for the rest. So here's the picture. AI optimism and war anxiety side by side, with financials printing records. The UBS theme and IBM warning converge on the AI trade, and Morgan Stanley and BlackRock confirm the bull is alive on Wall Street.
But the counterargument, SPY is 1% from all-time high, financials at peaks, oil positions crowded. A ceasefire would crush oil longs and trigger a risk-on rally, hurting shorts. NVDA's forward PE of 16.6 leaves room, but concentration risk is high.
Right, and what's missing is the Fed. Not a single cluster mentions interest rates. The dovish pivot is priced in. Any hawkish surprise could unwind the AI financials convergence.
Exactly. The macro silence is deafening, and EM risks like India's monsoon and China's cross-border competition are being ignored. That's why the cleanest expression isn't a single stock. It's buying equity vol. Pair NVDA against IBM, USO against GLD, MS against ELV. Dispersion into earnings.
Yeah, active over passive. That's the trade.
I still like the AI picks, but I'll take that vol hedge. Smart.
As always, none of this is investment advice, but the signals are clear. The AI bull is back, but don't ignore the war bid.
And remember, when everyone's making record profits, sometimes the roof is about to cave in. Just saying.
Ever the optimist, Gerald. All right, that's a wrap for this London edition. We're back later today at 9 a.m. New York time. Hit follow on Spotify if you're just joining us. Don't miss the next wave.
See you then.